on your go. Just pretend like you're calling me, like, hey, Johnny, you ready to do a podcast? Just something like that.
Okay. Bring, bring. Hey, Johnny.
Are you kidding me right now? Do you not know what today is?
No, what's today?
Dude, what we do in the Shadows season 2 just started, and you had the nerve to call me, you stupid piece of...
I know Kung Fu. Show me.
That's so dumb.
I know, right? You can edit all this out, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'll just delete the audio file like I did with our 3 videos we made.
And like the one time that we lost the other audio file when I tried to use GarageBand.
That was you, though. That wasn't me.
I know. How dare I?
I like the paper football shirt.
Thanks. It's classic, but I wear it.
Makes me think of Endgame.
Oh, you watch Endgame?
No, I haven't watched it lately. Have you watched it lately?
No, but I am glad that Disney Plus is doing some things.
Yeah, I agree. It sucks, though, that all their stuff's getting postponed.
Yeah. I guess we'll call this nerd news. They're postponing a lot of stuff. That's the problem, is they were starting to film everything 2 months ago, which is like the worst time to film things.
I know, right? Bob Iger, who's the CEO of Disney, stepped down, and then he's just retaking back his role, basically, for a while during the coronavirus.
Really?
Yeah, bad time for him to step down. So
that is true.
Kind of crazy.
A little bit of good news, though. Disney Plus is doing a little show we love, The Mandalorian, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're releasing a docuseries behind the scenes of The Mandalorian.
May 4th, really cool. Right?
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Yeah, that sounds really sick, actually. I'm really stoked to see, because a lot of it overlaps with like the creators of Marvel and stuff, so I'm kind of curious how that's going to pan out. Like, I think Kevin Feige had a big role to play in it.
Dude, that's gonna be good. It's interesting. I'm all for anything new to watch.
Maybe it wasn't Kevin Feige. Maybe it was Happy who had a big role. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, forgot his name, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
John Favreau.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we didn't even need Guillermo for this, because Guillermo's stupid. Oh, I gotta go to my other job right now.
I think Jon Favreau played a big part in The Mandalorian, and I know Taika Waititi was part of it, too.
He was the reason. He's the reason why it. He directed some of it, and he wrote a lot of it. Number one rule, man, you gotta let these fans make it. I always believe anytime a true fan does something, you get better results.
It's so true. Did you know the Russo brothers? So, I started watching Community. Did you know that the Russo brothers, like, are giant comic book nerds?
You mean anyone in Community? I think to be a part of Community, you have to be a major nerd. Because Dan Harmon literally he had his D&D, his dungeon master, like on set with him sometimes. Like it's just a huge, that's just how they roll. Like you need to be a nerd to work on Community. That's why the show is so amazing.
It's true. Basically, Abed is just them living out their things. We need to talk about this another time. It's too much of a can of worms to talk about right now.
Too much.
So one thing I did want to talk about, though, just because while we're on the same note of the Avengers and everything else, did you ever notice, like, so my brother-in-law just sent me a cool fan theory about the Avengers movie, because they nuke New York, like, right off the bat. Nuke York. Mm-hmm. They turn it into Nuke York.
Nuke York.
That's so dumb. No. So isn't that kind of interesting? Like, if you think about it, like, why are they so quick to nuke New York? It makes no sense.
But get out of all the cities.
Well, just because when the Chitauri are invading, like, why would you nuke, you know, a city that, like, it seems like the Avengers are actually winning. Like, why would they even send in a nuke anyway?
Have some faith in them.
Well, but the theory goes that it's Hydra has influenced it. Because, like, there's a member of the World Security Council who's a member of Hydra. And so the theory goes that basically Hydra is infiltrating it, and that decision was made by influence from Hydra, and they were basically trying to take out the Avengers and also get rid of the Chitauri all in one sweep move.
that's a good theory. I like that.
Yeah, it makes sense. Because I've always wondered that. I'm like, why? Wait, what? Like, that really escalated quickly. That got out of hand. Like, why are we nuking New York? I mean, yeah, it's crazy. I don't know.
That's so crazy. Sticking with Marvel, I got a really cool rumor. And I really, you know how we don't really pay attention to rumors because they fall through, but this one sounds so amazing. You know our homeboy, John Krasinski, right?
Yeah.
From The Office, who failed many times to be a superhero because mm-hmm. he tried out for Captain America. So he has this YouTube channel that he's doing, and he did this little quick segment, and he's like, too bad I can never be a superhero. Anyway, so there's this rumor where since Disney has all this new Marvel stuff, they are trying to cast him as, just guess, give me one guess. Who?
I think I've already heard this rumor.
Okay, give me it.
Mr. Fantastic?
Oh, yes.
And then
amazing did that sound, though?
It sounds so good. And then they were going to have Emily Blunt play Invisible Girl.
Or that'd be good. They Invisi do work Girl? Really well together.
What's her name? What's her comic book character name?
Storm. Sue Storm?
No, it's not Storm. Storm's the X-Men.
No, that's her last name.
Oh, okay. But what's like her? Is she like the Invisible Woman?
Oh, yeah, Invisible Woman.
Oh, okay.
If you really look back at all the female characters, they do not take, they do not get amazing names. Wonder Woman, they're not very creative on the names.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
Of them. But yeah, she's just, and they made fun of it in the other one. Yeah, it's Susan Storm. Yeah, that's all her names.
Okay.
Sue Storm, yeah.
You can tell I haven't watched the newest Fantastic Four. Dude, I didn't even give it a shot. Like, it got really bad reviews, and I just went, eh, I'm not paying money to go see that. I didn't like the original Fantastic Four, like, which is too bad, because I've heard that their comics are some of the best in the world.
It's good, and the annoying thing is, too, like, I know where you're going with this, where you're like, I'm not even going to try, and since we've had a lot of free time, I tried watching X-Men, The Phoenix, and once again, they butchered The Phoenix, which was such a great comic and storytelling.
Oh, it's so true.
So I agree. I really want a good Fantastic Four. I mean, Silver Surfer, like, they try. They get the concepts, but they don't do a good enough job.
No, they really don't. It's such a disappointment. Silver Surfer could be so sick. And so could Galactus,
he's
dude.
He's crazy.
Galactus is such a cool villain. But they just spoil it. They just do a terrible job. They DC it.
They DC it so hard.
Although I guess Fantastic Four came out before a lot of the DC movies, so I don't know if that counts or not.
It's still the same, though.
Dude, any other nerd news you have?
Yeah, just did you notice what your homeboy Taika Waititi leaked?
Taika Waititi?
From the Thor Love and Thunder script.
No, what did he say?
So, I mean, he leaked it. I don't know if he's trolling everyone, but he leaked a conversation between Thor and Iron Man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's featured in the script, and it's just Thor going, Tony, and Tony's like, what's up, you're back? And Tony's like, in the sack, baby. Thor's like, but how I saw you die. And then Tony says, science. Also, Thanos is back. And then it's just this big joke they have.
That's got to be fake. There's no way.
Oh, dude.
I don't know if I'd want that, honestly.
Is this the what if? Is this Marvel what if? Or is
it's probably what if. That's the thing, is it's probably what if.
But I like that they leaked it, though, because it gives you hope.
Yeah, it's true. I would like to see Robert Downey Jr. make some cameos in the what if stuff. They've had some other discussions about what they're going to do with what if. There's one where Iron Man, so one of the what ifs, this was announced, is where Iron Man.
And what is the what ifs?
So it's the Disney Plus series where it's basically like an alternate reality of what could have happened.
Ah, multiverses, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
Basically, it'll show what would have happened if Iron Man would have gone to Sakaar instead of Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning, in Thor Ragnarok, Sakaar is the place, it's Planet Hulk, basically, with the Grandmaster. Yeah. So instead of Thor landing there, it would have been Iron Man landing there.
Tony.
And hanging out with Bruce Banner.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be super different. It'd be super different. But you have so many of the sets created and everything else, it makes me wonder, like, are they put down? Like, can you just do a what if and just use the same old sets? Like, how does it pan out?
Well, the beautiful thing is that the what if creators are still, you know, writing. They're working through all this. They're excited about it, and they already have about 2 seasons worth of stuff that they want to shoot. So anything is possible, right?
Anything is possible.
I mean, it's like it seems like a lot of the main cast people want to do stuff. And you already have some people on set. Get Natalie Portman to do something. Who knows?
Yeah, that's true. I'm not the hugest Natalie Portman. Like, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say I'm not the biggest Natalie Portman fan. I'm not the biggest Jane Foster fan in the MCU. So her character, basically, I haven't been a huge fan of. She was pretty much worthless in Thor 2 and 3. I mean, she wasn't even around in Avengers. You know what I mean? She's really just in the first Thor, and she's okay in that one, but everything else, she's pretty boring during, in my opinion. I mean, but Thor the Dark World has its own problems. Like, I wasn't a fan of Thor until Ragnarok came out, and then...
That's when everyone loved him.
Yeah, like, I liked him in the original Thor, and then they made Thor the Dark World, and I was like, eh, he's fine. Like, he's okay in the Avengers and stuff. He's kind of unrelatable. And then Thor Ragnarok came out, and I was like, did he just become my favorite superhero? It's kind of like Captain America for his second movie. Like, I didn't even care about Captain America, and then the Winter Soldier came out, and I was...
Yeah.
I don't know. I lost it.
I'm right there with you. Movies that changed us. Yeah, so that's, I mean, all the nerd news I have. None of them are breaking news, but just stuff that we wanted everyone to know about. And comment after you listen to it. Get on our Instagram and comment about these things. What are you excited about? What do you think the what if should be?
Yeah, seriously. Did you see, so far they haven't postponed Tenet. I don't know if that counts as nerd news or not, but in July they have scheduled for Christopher Nolan's movie Tenet Cup to come out. And it hasn't been postponed. So to me, that's kind of news. Like, no news is good news. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Didn't they not? What's the one with Ryan Reynolds? It's a video game one.
I know what one you're talking about, but I don't know the name of
it. Yeah, I feel like that one didn't get postponed either. He even dropped, like, yesterday on Instagram. He even dropped, like, a little behind the scenes of it, like a unseen trailer, which I thought was really nice.
Oh, that's sweet. It's called Free Guy.
Yeah. What a great, those Canadians, eh?
Eh? Yeah, so it's interesting. What I was going to say about Tenet is that Christopher Nolan has called it the most ambitious movie he's ever made, which to me is really? Just like, yeah, really? Like Interstellar, Inception, even the Dark Knight trilogy are pretty all ambitious.
Yeah.
And Tenet is the most ambitious movie you've ever made.
Well, it looks like summer is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, well,
I think... So you're worried about Jane Foster as Thor, and I'm worried about... the new Batman. So we both have stuff to be worried about.
Yeah, it's true.
And at the end of the day, we're both going to be super excited. So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, it's so true.